Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line, Lanny Davis. He's a co-founder and partner of the law firm Davis, Goldberg & Galper. By the way, a former White House counsel during the Clinton years and a good friend of Hillary. So, Lanny, we heard the report from the former the FBI director about Hillary Clinton's decision not to go forward with any charges and recommend a case be made. But we did also find out that many of the things that Hillary Clinton has been telling us all along turned out not to be true. Given that, do you think it would be unreasonable to strip her of her security clearances given the way she badly mishandled classified data?
No, I don't. But before I go on and explain my answer, may I congratulate Mercedes for losing the pulling of the straws and getting the privilege of sitting with Brian and putting up with his difficult questions of nice people like me. So good luck, Mercedes.
No, we're getting along famously. But why shouldn't she have her security clearances stripped?
You didn't mean Mercedes. You meant Secretary Clinton.
No. When I worked at the White House, I followed the rules. I'm sorry.
Well. First of all, I want to clarify the record and then explain why she should. The one most important aspect of the director's contradiction of what Secretary Clinton had previously said that got a lot of media was when the director said, despite her having said repeatedly that she never sent or received marked emails, he found, he said, very few, but nevertheless very few that were marked. That was on Tuesday during his press conference. On Thursday, he actually withdrew that statement and said the three that were marked had little C's on them, and he admitted that an expert in classification would have looked at those emails and decided they were not classified.
But there was a lot of classified data that everybody agrees upon she should have known was classified that was on that private email server.
Okay. So fair enough. Hate to say, Brian, sometimes you're fair. You're always nice, but sometimes you're fair. And the answer to that is the should have is a subjective judgment, which I respect. Some people say should have, would have, could have.
But how
let
do
me give you...
But Lanny, how do you answer
one alternative? Go ahead, Mercedes.
How do you answer that question? That Comey made it very clear that the handling of her emails and of classified information, I mean, extremely carelessness or careless. It equates gross negligence. I mean, how can you possibly defend that?
Well, I sent a column to you guys that's going to be published on Thursday that takes a very strong position, looking at facts that not only was she not extremely careless. I don't believe it's fair to say that she was careless, but let me explain for two reasons. But I do respect people who think that she should have noticed that an email was classified. Number one, those emails that she received, over 100, that are now retroactively said to be containing classified information, were sent to her by over 300 professionals, most of them career non-political appointees.
The problem here was that it was on a server that she established that was not secure.
But Brian,
if it had been secure, please. There wouldn't have been a problem.
Let's deal with this server, valid point, but just let me do one more sentence, please. The 300 people who are in professional positions, most of them career, who sent her those 100-plus emails that are now deemed classified, sent those emails in non-classified channels because they themselves did not regard them to be classified at the time they sent them. So if you call her extremely careless, you would have to call the same 300 career professionals who sent those emails. So I just
doubt that would be extremely
extremely careless is an accurate term unless you're willing to apply it to all 300 who sent her non-classified channel emails that people now say should have been noticed as classified.
You know, I know you're a good attorney. You know the law. And you would know conflict of interest if you saw it. I know that because, Aunt Lanny, that you would never want to involve yourself in something that had the appearance of conflict, that you would think about things like this. Can you believe that former President Clinton and the Attorney General met on the tarmac in Phoenix for 30 minutes behind closed doors at a time when the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton, and she was the target of their investigation. And in fact, as far as we know, Bill Clinton himself is a target of an investigation because the Clinton Foundation is being probed.
Well, first of all, I hate to make history twice by complimenting you and hurting your ratings by my saying something nice about you, but you're right. President Clinton and the Attorney General both agree that you're right. This is even more historic. It was a mistake optically. I agree with the, certainly believe the Attorney General when she said nothing came up that even touched on the investigation. But the optics were terrible, and both President Clinton and the Attorney General agree with you, Brian. Sorry to tell you that you're on our side on that one. That was a mistake. But can I go back to your question on the server? I don't want to filibuster, but if you want me to, I'll address the server.
Quickly.
So this the server certainly was, in retrospect, a mistake for it not to have been fully cleared by the State Department. But I would at least ask you, on facts alone, you can have your opinions, that the server that Hillary Clinton used, according to the Inspector General, who was quite critical of her, and the FBI Director, who called her extremely careless, both of them said, despite extensive forensic investigation, not a scintilla of evidence that her server was ever hacked by anyone, whereas the State Department the State Department server that everybody says she should have used, we know definitively was hacked many times by the Chinese and Russian hackers.
As to the
security issue, I think it's very clear to me that the State Department server, as of now, is riskier to have been used than her own server.
I also know from talking to experts about this that it would have been almost impossible in some cases to tell whether or not it had indeed been hacked. Because the people who were doing it are so sophisticated that they know how to cover their tracks.
The FBI director addressed that, Brian, and he said we had the most extensive experts reviewing the hard drive and all the firewalls, and they could find no evidence of any hacking of her server. But we know with 100% certainty that the State Department server has been hacked by the Russian and the Chinese. So which is
I know you're trying to twist and turn the whole defense on Hillary Clinton here, but we do know that she was traveling abroad using this device abroad. The fact that that even Comey said that it could have been possibly
extremely likely
it could be hacked. I mean, don't you feel, Lanny, that she was putting our national security at risk time and time again?
Again, it's a fair question, Mercedes, except as of now, she could have, possibly is the word he used.
But don't you think if she would have followed the rules she wouldn't be where she is at this point?
Yes,
and the other point is in terms of Congress,
was she lying to
Congress?
Well, you asked me a question. Let me answer. The answer is yes. She says she made a mistake. She should have followed the rules. But only the FBI director says possibly, use the word could, fair enough. As of now, we know no hacking ever occurred while she was abroad, but we know that the State Department server that you say she should have used has been hacked by the Chinese and the Russians. That is a fact, Mercedes.
Okay, look, very quickly, I think she should have her security clearances, which she retains when she left as Secretary of State, she should be stripped of those. And I honestly believe, Lanny, that she should not be given security briefings, as is customary, once she becomes the nominee of her party. I mean, honestly, if somebody has been extremely careless with this stuff, why in the world would we continue to let them be play in that arena?
Well, first of all, you're entitled to your opinion. I always respect your opinion. We have a disagreement. But if you take that opinion, you would also have to equally say all 300 of the professionals that sent her the emails that allegedly...
Right, we need accountability.
Hold on. You got to let me finish.
Okay, but
that allegedly contained 100 classified emails would also have to be stripped of their security clearances. In fact, none of them were extremely careless. All of them made a judgment that these emails did not contain classified materials because they were not marked classified. And I think that, at the very least, Hillary Clinton has said, "I made a mistake."
All right,
and
all right.
That's where we are.
We're way over, Lanny. We got to leave it right there. Thank you so much for joining us. It is always interesting when you drop by.